When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a back for your Mildemare.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Yesterday, no one turned up to the first meeting of my sarcasm club, despite loads of people saying how much they were looking forward to it. Then the day before, I failed my driving test for doing 31 and a half miles an hour in a primary school. Then when I woke up today, I thought I was in Egypt by the pyramids. But it turns out I'd just fallen asleep on a plate of nachos. My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Right, Milton. Chairs out, leaflets arranged nicely. I think we're ready for this Neighbourhood Watch meeting.
Stop worrying, Anton. What could go wrong?
Milton, I said get some nibbles out. Nibbles.
Oh, right. I'll put my top back on then.
Well, this meeting simply has to go better than the first one.
Not this again. Look, I came home to find a bunch of strangers stealing our crisps and wearing out our chairs. Instinct just kicked in.
It was no time for citizens' arrests. And as for bundling that poor woman to the ground...
If I see a forehead with a red dot on it, I just think sniper.
Mrs... Mrs Chowdhury is of the Hindu faith, Milton.
And those deadly ninja throwing triangles?
Samosas, honestly. The armed response unit said it was the first time they'd had to storm an actual neighbourhood watch meeting.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Or should I say Milton and PCSO Anton? Oh, I love a man in uniform.
You didn't say that yesterday.
I think a clown suit is more of a costume, Milton. And it's not nice. Hiding in people's wardrobes.
Nearly ready, except I just can't find my high-visibility jacket.
In that case, demand your money back.
There it is. Right, the neighbours will be here any minute, and I've only just qualified as a police community support officer, so this really has to go...
Relax, Anton. I know all the cop stuff. I watch all the shows.
Oh, yes, me too. Line of Duty, The Bodyguard, and what's that creepy one with the dead bodies?
Antiques Roadshow.
Ah, they're here. Ah, hello, welcome.
Brian, from number 28, and you are, don't tell me, Miss Marple.
No, I'm a PCS.
Hello, I'm Peggy from Albion Road.
Come in, I'm your local PCS.
Never mind that, I want something done about whoever stole that stuff from my garden.
What did they take? I'll make a note.
Bring back the birch, I say, bring back the birch.
Right, was it just a sapling?
Don't be an idiot. And they stole my decorative flower baskets from my windowsill. Hanging's too good for them.
Sorry, is this the window basket?
Well, perhaps we should make a start. Everyone got tea? Now, first item on the agenda is our relationship with the local police force.
Oh, that lot. They're all on the take. I saw that on the telly.
Oh, yes, I couldn't agree more.
No, look, that was just a TV show.
Anton, I wouldn't be surprised if you were taking bribes already.
Yes, I agree with that.
No, I absolutely assure you that is not the case. Why don't we just sit down, drink our tea, and then...
Sugar, Anton?
Well, actually, I prefer sweeteners.
Ah, I knew it!
No, no, look, that's not what I meant.
Come on, Anton. What about that brown envelope with money in?
Oh, yeah, yes, go tell on. Us about that.
That was my birthday card from Nana.
And what about... Ow!
Sorry, my foot slipped. Well, actually, yes, that was a bit excessive of me. Sorry, Milton. Feel free to do the same to me if you like.
So you'll take a kickback?
Yes.
There we go. Anton was very disappointed. But as I pointed out, the police can be quite heavy-handed too. Like the other day when I showed an officer a tiny map of the shopping centre and said, do you know how I can blow this up?
Now, Milton, as a PCSO, it's good to get out and about in the community. For example, even a simple transaction at Barclays can be instructive. I also need to pick up some euros for a mini break to Berlin.
Of course, in the old days, it was all German marks.
He must have been rich.
No, he's... never mind. Look, you don't have to stay if you don't want to.
No, I'm here to apply for a loan.
Oh, yes? What for?
Double glazing. Might have to do it gradually, though. Not sure where to start.
Window number 4, please.
Wow, that's specific advice.
Actually, no, I don't think...
Hello?
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
I'm presuming window number 4 is our toilet.
I beg your pardon?
Okay, nobody move.
Move? Fat chance. I'd never be able to get a mortgage.
What?
He's got a gun.
Too right I have. You, go up to the woman at the window, tell her to fill this bag.
Me?
Yeah, you tell her.
No, she tell her. She tell her, you robber, I innocent victim.
What are you on about?
Actually, we're called customer service relationship advisors these days.
Oh, how interesting.
Aye.
And if you want cash, you have to go to window number 3.
What, our kitchen?
Now, just shut up. This is meant to be a robbery.
Actually, better than that, if you want cash in a hurry, take my advice. Talk to German Mark.
No, I just want the money.
Actually, I think there's an even richer bloke called Swiss Frank.
Yeah, oh, I can't do this anymore. People answering back, windows, Germans, I'll give up.
He's put the gun down. Someone call the police.
Oh, well done, Milton, and all without a shot being fired.
Well, that depends on whether I get my loan for my toilet window. That night, as I sat at home in my high-vis jacket, I reflected. Apparently, dealing with criminals was in my family. They say my uncle ran a PR company in America in the 1930s.
Oh, you wanted to see me, Mr...
Sorry, I'll pop back later when you've finished eating.
What do you mean? This is just how I talk.
Then how come you run a speakeasy?
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's just the fashion nowadays. Anyway, what do you want?
Right, here's my...
Nice and slow.
Card?
Elliot Jones, Public Relations. You do know who I am. You see this scar on my face? Guess my name.
Mr. Ugly.
What if I said to you, Chicago?
Ah, you played Roxy when it was in the West End.
Not Chicago the musical.
Of course not.
I run Hooch into Chicago.
You supply drinks for the interval.
Look, what is it that you want, Jones?
I think your firm has a PR problem. Your clients find you, and I quote, aggressive and hostile.
Who said that?
Mickey Bolsonaro.
Well, Mickey changed his mind.
That's the spirit. Customer care is the foundation of a good business.
Well, he's certainly part of the foundations, all right.
Hey, boss, what's all the commotion?
Mr. Jones, I'd like you to meet my business associate, Lucky Luciano.
Pleased to meet you. I just shot myself again. At least it's just a flesh wound this time.
To be honest, I don't know why we call him Lucky.
Who are you?
I'm Jones. I'm to be in charge of your rebranding. I'm thinking matching hats, lining up in alphabetical order, something that really says organized crime.
I don't like the way this guy's talking, boss.
Yeah, watch your lip, Jones.
No, you need to listen to me if you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot.
Oh, not again.
After my exploits at the bank, the police were keen to get me running courses on how to be a have-a-go hero. They were particularly keen on getting women involved, but there were a few misunderstandings when a course was advertised called Have-a-Go Heroin. But it turns out I'd won a special Bravery in the Community Award, and so I was summoned to the ceremony.
So, Milton, just to run you through what's going to happen, you just stand in a line, and then this lady...
It's okay, Anton. My family know all about this sort of thing. My grandfather was knighted for a lifetime of service to self-defence. Admittedly, it all got a bit complicated when the Queen came at him with a sword.
Well, this won't be Her Majesty. Your medal will be presented by, the Home Secretary.
Oh, right, one of those virtual assistants attached to the internet. Very impressive.
What? Milton, no, that's not... Oh, too late, here she comes.
Hello.
Hello, Home Secretary. What's the weather going to be today?
You must be Milton Jones.
Wow, you know my name. So much better than Alexa.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry about this.
No, it's OK. I read about the incident in the bank.
He must be struggling with PTSD.
Actually, I am. I have no idea what it means.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Of course. Why didn't I know that? Why didn't I know that?
Well, either way, you've been incredibly brave and handsome. And if I was ever looking for, say, a personal bodyguard, I think I'd know who to call.
Listen, if you ever want personal protection...
Oh, yeah? What is that? Mace? Pepper spray?
Lynx Africa. Because of my bravery, the Home Secretary got me onto a fast-track policing scheme to get into Hendon. You know, using the back roads and avoiding the North Circular. And so began the steep learning curve of police training.
All right, day one. Let's start with a simple one. Road safety. You, Jones, tell us what you know about that.
Well, my uncle was knocked down by a car, and that taught me an important lesson.
Which was?
Never use a zebra crossing if you're wearing a Newcastle United onesie. And I soon discovered my own unique way of dealing with riots, too.
Right, Jones, the crowd's getting out of control. What do you do?
OK, well, I filled all the water cannons with lemonade and fire.
It's not working. They're not dispersing.
Very well. Release the wasps. And you can't get anywhere in contemporary policing if you don't learn how to wear a wire.
Right, have you fitted it, Jones? Let's see.
There you go.
Right, yeah, a wire just means a short length leading from a microphone to a transmitter. You're not supposed to wind it round yourself 200 times. You look like a big spring.
Maybe, but it'll be great if I have to follow a criminal downstairs. Look. There was only one part of the course I struggled with. One of the most important parts of policing by far.
So, our main anti-corruption task forces are AC9 and, of course, AC12. You all right, Jones?
Yes, sir. It's just that I have a problem with acronyms. I'm going to get over it.
Good lad.
I'm going to make contact with AC240.
AC240?
Yes, they put their name on this cable here.
No, that's a plug socket.
Ow. Despite this setback, being in the police was the most exciting time I'd had since I used to work for the company Red Letter Days, where people bought specially exciting one-off days out for their relatives. I came up with the perfect thing for adrenaline junkies, an EpiPen. With hindsight, maybe there was too much ambiguity about exactly what the day actually entailed.
Wow, I still can't believe I've got a whole day at Silverstone. Did you get my dream car so that I could do a lap of the track? The Lamborghini?
Sort of halfway there.
A lamb? Look, are you qualified for this?
I was one of the first drivers to ever mount the winner's podium.
Really?
In a car.
What?
Long story, spoiler alert.
Well, what happened?
No, the spoiler fell off my car. They had to put out an alert.
I see.
I've also done the Le Mans 24 hours, and for the last three of them, I was driving in the wet.
Wow.
I should have gone before we started, really. Didn't know I was supposed to use a little bottle.
Oh, dear.
But when life gives you Le Mans...
You make Le Mans aid. Oh!
OK, how about you drive this?
Oh, this looks better. Oh, what's this now?
You go round the course while feeding little Jack the powdered milk.
What?
When you wrote in, you definitely wanted to try the Formula One.
Now, look, the voucher says the Nigel Mansell driving experience.
Ah, well, that's his car over here.
Are we there yet?
Oh, come on, what's this?
It's Nigel Mansell's other car. He had three kids.
Right, I demand my money back.
Tell you what, why don't I give you two tickets to Hamilton the musical?
That's Lewis Hamilton singing, isn't it?
Maybe. Okay, but before you go, here's a little gift. All you have to do is shut your eyes and you'll always remember this special day. Just hold it to your ear.
Oh, all right. What's this?
It's some wasps trapped in a paper cup. Plus, you can also have this.
Oh, champagne. Better than nothing. Of course, what they do is they shake it up and then pop the top and spray it everywhere.
Actually, that's the little bottle I used the next time I did the Le Mans.
Oh, no!
If I was to get promoted in the police, I knew I had to keep squeaky clean. But washing the station's pet hamster wasn't the only tough part of the job. And so I began my first shift. And as luck would have it, Anton was also attending the station in his capacity as the local PCSO.
Now, look, the station chief will be here any minute.
No doubt he'll be some grizzled old veteran with a drinking problem.
Milton, you've been watching too much television. I think you'll find he's far more likely to exemplify everything that's fresh and innovative in modern policing.
Well, this better be good, ladies. I've been sitting in my car all night.
Steakhouse?
No, 3 cheeseburgers and the multi-story.
Milton, this is D.I. McCluskey. He's had over 30 years' experience in the police force.
Call me William.
So, you're old Bill.
So what are you doing in my station?
Fast track program.
Ah, college boy, is it? Well, at least you'll be good at all the endless filling in forms. It's a bane of my life.
Sounds like you need a ruthless gang to come in and organise all your paperwork.
Maybe.
But peaky ring binders.
Give me strength.
Despite this less than perfect start, I was determined to make my mark. For example, I'd noticed that there was an incidents desk, so my first initiative was to open a coincidence desk as well. Everyone said it was a bad idea. Everyone. So now I already had something to write in the coincidence desk book. But I'd also noticed that McCluskey was always there after everyone else has gone. And he was always typing, even when there were no more reports to write. Very strange. Just then, I got an urgent message on my walkie-talkie.
Jones, personal request. The Home Secretary wants you to check out the place she's staying in urgently. Over.
Whereabouts?
High Wycombe.
Repeat, over.
Hotel, India.
On my way. When I arrived back from Delhi, they got through to me again at Heathrow. And by this time, the Home Secretary was staying just down the road.
Boss is worried about security. It sounds like she's going to need stronger protection.
There's no way I'm letting her use my Lynx Africa Extra Plus.
This comes from the top.
So does my Lynx Africa Extra Plus. That's how aerosols work.
Look, PC Jones, this is your chance to shine.
Right. I'll bring my Mr. Sheen instead. So that night, I reported to the Home Secretary's hotel. When I arrived, I quickly swept the room for bugs, an old habit when staying at travel lodges.
There we are, Mom. The property's secured.
Thank you, Milton. So, we're all alone. Do you want to have a look in the minibar?
Oh, I doubt if anyone's hiding in there.
Oh, I do love your sense of humour, Jones. Oh, this wine... it's gone straight to my head.
I get the same with shampoo.
Why don't you take off your jacket, Jones?
Rather not, Mom. Candlelights when high-vis really comes into its own.
You love your job, don't you?
I've wanted to be in law enforcement ever since I was 8. And my teacher wrote this one word across my report. Look. Detective.
I think that's an F, not a T. You know... doing this job, seeing the things I do, can make you think the world's a terrible place. It's made me frightened of getting close to another human being.
My mum said that to me once, and you know what made it really hurtful? The megaphone.
I think my problem is I no longer know how to turn off.
That's one of my specialities, turning women off.
On the contrary.
Another drink?
Yes, please.
To be honest, I think this milk's on the turn.
Oh, I give up. And I suppose I'd better keep a clear head, else I'll never get to the bottom of this corruption epidemic.
But that's just it, Mom. I'm just about to get hold of something really exciting.
I'm glad one of us is.
Come to the station with me now, and I'll show you something incredible.
This isn't Squeaky the hamster on the treadmill again.
There's something else as well.
Milton, what did you want to show us?
This better be good, Jones.
Well, as you know, I've been putting together a report on potential police corruption. Here.
Wow. That's a big report. Must have taken you ages.
But each time I write up a new incident, I keep coming back to the same old place.
Oh, yes?
Here.
The stationery cupboard?
Yes, it's where I get the paper from.
Milton, I do hope there's a little more to this.
Then what happened?
I decided to embed myself on the inside.
You got locked in, didn't you?
Maybe. But then I got lucky.
Tell us.
If you'd like to come this way, but I have to warn you, once we go in, there's no going back.
Don't worry, I'll make sure we don't get locked in.
That's not what he meant.
I might just take the keys anyway.
Do you see? Piles of documents, all completely wiped.
Photocopy paper.
Over here. Folders emptied of their contents.
New folders.
But look at the code on this communication device. HB.
It's a pencil.
But most chillingly of all, look at these. Tiny trombones for a marching band that could lead an army of mice.
Pretty sure they're just paper clips.
Boxes and boxes of them. The army must be enormous.
Milton, they're just for keeping bits of paper together.
And that doesn't strike you as odd, Anton? That mice would want to keep bits of paper together?
Milton, this has been a complete waste of time.
Although it's odd, this hole puncher, it won't move. It's a handle to a secret door. Milton, you're a genius.
Strike up the marching mouse band.
My, my. A concealed room with just a single desk and countless screwed up bits of paper all over the floor.
No, it doesn't look much to me. We should probably just get going.
Really, Mom?
Look, there's something on these bits of paper.
Nice. Interesting. This says that the phones of the key officers in AC-12...
Acronym, sorry, old injury.
...have been triangulated up to this grid reference, then suddenly the signal goes completely dead. You know what that means?
They switched to Virgin Mobile. Yeah.
It's all here. Look, squad car movements, shift patterns, and an undercover officer who's gone rogue, then rejoined the force as a double agent for the OCG. Sorry, organised crime group.
Does it give a name?
Only that they're called H. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Of course. H. Episode 8 of Sesame Street.
It says this H character has organised a meeting at this disused warehouse with someone. Tonight! Well, we'll have to set up some kind of trap.
At last, you're coming round to my theory about the mice. We used a phone number we found on one of the screwed-up documents to send a message to H that the meeting was on. There wasn't a moment to lose, as I told Squeaky on a detour I made to the station. Then we sent in the Home Secretary, who had to confront H while we listened nearby in a specially fitted surveillance vehicle. It was just like one of those Sunday night TV dramas.
I know I said get some kind of van, Milton, but... Oh, never mind. Though moving forward a bit might improve the signal. Drive slowly forward as quietly as you can.
OK, I'll be sure to keep the lights off.
Yeah, good idea. Of all the vans you could have got, you do know the surveillance unit's got one that's done up like a mobile library.
That was my first choice, but I couldn't get us guns with silencers.
The Home Secretary seemed kind of reluctant to wear that wire, didn't she?
Well, don't worry. I'm wearing one too, just in case. Look.
Milton, you don't need that much wrapped around you. You look like a cotton reel. Wait, look. Someone's approaching the Home Secretary. It must be H. Well, it looks like H is McCluskey.
That's incredible.
I know.
I was sure it was Bert or Ernie. Or at least Count von Count.
Maybe we should just listen in. Establishing audio.
Why did you call a meeting?
I thought you of all people would know.
Is it safe to talk?
Hang on, I'm getting something else interesting on a different frequency.
Really?
Interesting. Very interesting. No, I was wrong. It's not the slightest bit interesting.
Milton, change it back.
Careful not to say too much.
What do you mean? Nobody knows about us. Nobody knows your...
What's happened? It's like she's pulled the battery out.
I don't know. Something's wrong.
They're getting away, Milton. We're going in. Are you armed?
I've got my Magnum.
Right. Yes, I see what's happened here. Still, activate emergency ingress procedure. On my mark, counting down from 100. 100.
Mark.
99.
Do you want flake with that?
Let's just go, shall we? Hold it right there!
Anton, Milton.
Well, look who it is. College boy and his little high-vis pal. You don't frighten me.
Good work, Jones. Take him in.
Oi, what do you mean? You're in this as deep as I am. H.
That's it. H was the highest placed woman in the country.
Of course. Big Bird.
And that means you're both corrupt.
Corruption? Is that what you think this is all about?
You really have no idea what you're dealing with, do you, Jones?
Not Klusky. Why has your voice gone funny?
Oh, I'm no copper, Milton. I'm an actor and writer. I've been helping the Home Secretary come up with new storylines for TV police dramas.
It's true. With all the cutbacks, we realised that the best way to keep crime figures down was to make sure that everyone was in their homes watching compelling dramas on TV.
Of course! Bodyguard, Line of Duty...
EastEnders...
No, crime actually goes up when that's on.
But it's getting harder and harder to generate them. You found my secret writer's room littered with all those screwed-up false starts.
That's why we got you on board, Jones, to try and shake things up a bit. You know, see what you did, write it down.
Yes, it works too. Overall crime is down.
Who steals overalls anyway?
But I'm afraid, according to the script I'm writing now, this is the end for you, Jones.
Nice twist, McCluskey.
There's two of us and two of them, Milton. I say we take our chances.
You reckon?
Would that be wise?
Brian? Peggy? From the Neighbourhood Watch meeting?
That's right. We always play minor parts in these shows. But if you mess it up, I'm back to playing Charlie's aunt at Key Theatre Peterborough.
And I ain't playing wishy-washy at the Bradford Alhambra again.
Well, who are those two over there?
Non-speaking parts.
They're nodding.
Very professional.
I'm sorry it has to be this way, Milton.
You seem to forget. I'm wearing a wire, and mine's in a coil 150 yards long.
Oh, that won't make any difference. Don't you realise that all the anti-corruption units are equally corrupt? AC-12, AC-20.
But not AC-240! Plug me in, Anton! You all mocked me. How I wear my wire... But it's turned me into a powerful electromagnet.
My gun!
You always said you found me attractive.
Our guns!
And now, unplug me, Anton.
I feel so ashamed. Ashamed, but inspired. McCluskey, type that all up. I think we've got ourselves another six-parter.
I'm already on the act break, darling.
Well done, Milton. And you went through the pain barrier with your phobia of acronyms to save us all. You deserve to be taken to the best clinic in the land to overcome your particular fear.
Thank you, Anton.
ASAP.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.